Good morning, Victor. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Errol. I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely, man. We're both Carolinians. Dude, you're up there in Greensboro. I'm here in Charlotte. Come on, let's bring it.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
So now, does that mean that your barbecue is vinegar-based, or are you going to try to, you know, put some mustard in there? What are you going to do?
Man, I'm originally from Chicago, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, then how about this? Do you eat pizza or do you have a pie? Let's go that direction if you're going to say Chicago.
You said, do I eat pizza or do I have a pie?
Yeah, the pie, because when you go up to Chicago, the pizza is so thick up there.
Oh, it's the pizza for me, man. It's home run in pizza all day. Yes, sir.
So, you know, what's really interesting is that your journey, you know, coming Chicago and then you come down to the South and things like that in Greensboro. I mean, that's two completely different genres of sound. How has that affected you as that singer-songwriter?
You know, it's been an incredible experience. You know, coming down to North Carolina, you know, for school is, you know, and attending the number one public HBCU, North Carolina A&T State University, you know, it's been a great experience. You know, A&T has taught me a lot. Greensboro has taught me a lot. East the South, you know, has taught me a lot about music. I never thought that, you know, the South would be so dominant in music, and especially gospel music. I've come to realize that, you know, going around, especially in Charlotte, experiencing multiple singing groups and things like that, it's been an incredible experience. Definitely an eye-opening experience to my music career.
Don't you think that you know, singing in the church choir and stuff like that opened up your eyes as well as your heart in the way of saying, look, we're not just the opening act for the guy that's going to come in here and preach, but in all honesty, you're basically speaking a language that only some people can hear.
Exactly. You know, it's more than just about performing; it's about, you know, ministering and, you know, reaching those souls, and, you know, just, you know, making sure that God gets the glory out of everything I do and say. And, you know, that is definitely something that, you know, I think about, you know, while performing, singing gospel music. So,
do you think we'll go through a period where the church music and stuff like that doesn't have to be a 6-minute song because we all want to sit in the seats?
yeah, you know, we'll see how that goes, and you know.
Yeah, because I've always wondered how you guys are feeling, because, I mean, you know, we're all up there, you know, hands in the air, getting into the song, and I go, they got to be getting tired, because my legs are killing me right now. Are we still connected? Uh-oh, Mr. Dillon, I think we got disconnected. Oh, hey, you're back.
Hey, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. It's just a drown out.
All right, whatever. Hold on one sec.
All right, you're back, Arrow.
Don't you love the way the devil works there, man? Totally cut us off there, Victor. I don't understand that.
Man, the devil is a lie. He has to be gone.
You know, let's talk about your education, because, man, it has proven to be a brilliant strength in your life and in building your foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, my education is definitely something that I take and I hold true to my heart, as well as music. You know, education has always been important in my family, and, you know, my big sister, Monique, you know, she kind of paves the way for my siblings. She was the oldest one of us to go to college, and, you know, education is important, especially, you know, in the time we're in today.
Well, you have a very strong family. I mean, your mother has really, you know, brought everybody together and kept harmony inside that family, which has helped you move through a lot of storms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To be,
you know, she's done her.
No, please, no. Sorry. No, please explain your mom. She what now?
Yeah. So yeah, she's done an incredible job of, you know, providing for me and my siblings, you know, through the tough times, the hard times, and also encouraging us and encourage us to remain, you know, faithful and strong and steadfast through everything we're going through, because, you know, we trust and we believe in God, that God is going to always provide, and that is something that she's always taught us. And I think that was, you know, is what has kept us so close through all this time. You know, every family, you know, our family isn't perfect, no family is, but, you know, the important part of it is that we can still show love to each other, you know, after those tough times, and come back together as a family. So, yeah, she's done a pretty good job.
I love how you speak so openly about the higher energy, God, the universe, and everything like that, because there's a lot of people, like yesterday, you're not going to believe this article that I read yesterday, and they're saying that for the first time since the Gallup poll, the first time ever in its 80-year history, that people and church has dropped to 47% in the country, and it's like, well, where are we going wrong? What's going on here? What's happening?
Wow, yeah, I definitely have to, you know, give credit and glory to God, because, you know, he's the reason why I'm here today, and, you know, why I'm, you know, in a position that I am today. So, you know, it's definitely important and imperative for me to give it back to him. So, yeah. That's really interesting to hear. I didn't know that.
Well, look at the strength that you have inside the university that you go to, because, I mean, you are leading people with the education. I mean, and that, talk about, you know, it's like they call it a mister, but it's also a mentor as well, right?
Yes, it is. You know, as the mister, you know, I'm the official male representative for the university, and, you know, that also brings, you know, younger, because I'm a senior, so that brings those up-and-coming students, freshmen and sophomores, you know, the young men, and even, you know, sophomore and more seniors, you know, that look up to you and, you know, aspire to be in the position that you're in. So it definitely brings forth mentorship. I definitely have a few mentees, you know, that I am helping right now. And, yeah, it's definitely a great experience.
Well, you being a senior this year, though, is your heart still going to be with the school? And the reason why I bring that up is because I think for the next 2 to 5 years, that those that are going into college, because of the pandemic, that they need leadership. They need someone to say, look, pull up your bootstraps here. We can make it through this. I realize you had a year off, but we can't infect your future.
Yeah, that's definitely important for me, staying, you know, in the surrounding area of the school and also giving back in any capacity that I can. It's very important to me, and, you know, I realized that this pandemic was a tough, you know, obstacle in our way, and, you know, students need that help, students need that mentorship, and, you know, students also have expressed to me, you know, like, how have you remained so, you know, faithful and so, you know, and had so much joy throughout this whole pandemic, and, you know, spreading light to everyone around you, and, you know, all I could tell them was, you know, that, you know, good things always, you know, come out, you know, and, you know, I believe that God is in control of my life, and if, you know, if I stay faithful and if I stay strong in him, then, you know, everything else will fall in line. So that's always my answer for everything.
Well, but being in that worship band, what is that like for you to be there on Sunday when you know that everybody that's in that congregation is seeking something? It's not always the same thing, but, I mean, you know, we're sitting there staring up there at you. I mean, you see us. What do you see, Victor?
Wow. I, while up there, you know, I always pray, you know, that God takes me out of the way, you know, let his glory be revealed, and, you know, let, you know, people be delivered and healed and, you know, saved and set free as well. And, you know, that's very important for me because, you know, sometimes, you know, people do get distracted by, you know, the person that is up there, and, you know, they kind of miss the word, or they miss the message. But, you know, as a praise and worship leader, it's definitely important for me to get God's message across and, you know, let his glory be revealed. So, you know, I'm always thinking about, you know, what people may be going through. So, you know, we obviously pray, you know, for what may be on their hearts and minds. But, it's, you know, it's definitely important to make sure that God gets the glory. And, you know, God is in control of healing and touching those people.
One of the things that, you know, being creative people, we always hear about writer's block and stuff like that. My pastor, Stephen Furtick from Elevation yesterday said, yeah, we even get preacher block. And I went, what? What? Do you go through that too, Victor?
I won't necessarily say that. I don't think I do. But there, you know, there have been times where, you know, obviously when you're singing and then you may need to minister to someone and it's kind of like you don't have anything to say. But at that moment, for me, that just means that it's not your time to speak. Maybe, you know, God is pushing someone else to speak, so maybe he gives someone else a chance. But, yeah.
So when you land that music deal, I mean, do you do secular music, or do you go the route of, like, the Elevation Worship Band and stuff like that? I mean, what is your goals? What your plans?
You know, my goal and my plan is to definitely stick with the gospel, music. I know that that's not a popular choice. But at the end of the day, you know, God is the reason. Like I said, I have to give it back to God. I have to give that glory to God. And my ultimate goal is to draw people closer to him. So it's just not about the fame. It's not about the money. It's it's really about the souls of the earth, and you know, that's my ultimate goal.
So now we you know, one of the things that, and we all go through it, those of us that are openly, you know, we could discuss God and all that kind of stuff in public, but we also lose a lot of friends. Have you been ghosted as well? It's like they don't want to deal with it. It's like, oh, get away from that guy.
I actually haven't, you know, not yet, or at least that I know of. I have heard, you know, some people who may look at me like, you know, oh, he's the perfect Christian guy. Like, you know, I'm not. You know, I have a story as well, you know, that America will later hear. You know, there's more to my story as well. But I'm not perfect. I never had a perfect life, and I don't think or look at myself to be perfect. But it's definitely important for me to show that light and, you know, give people a chance. So, yeah.
You know, one of the things that the listeners, just in case they haven't seen The Voice on NBC yet this season, you sang a John Legend song, and now you're on John Legend's team. What the heck, dude? What are the chances of that happening?
What? Like, that's incredible, and it's something, you know, that, you know, I was told before, you know, that John doesn't usually, like, he's never turned pretty much singing his song, and, you know, I thought to myself, I said, wow, well, who's he going to be the first one to be on John's team to sing his song? And, you know, it's definitely an incredible experience. I've been trying to get John Legend's attention for years now. You can ask my university. I've been singing his songs at a lot of the events because, obviously, you know, his music suits my voice in other ways that other music can't. So, you know, it's definitely been something that I've been, you know, trying to do. And the fact that I'm actually here today has come full circle and blessed me know that I'm in the right place at the right time, and I'm truly blessed.
When you go into that meeting and it, you know, it's time to go in there to get your lesson and stuff like that, or have a conversation with John, how do you prepare your heart, or how do you prepare yourself knowing that you're going in there as the student, but the second you come out, you're now the teacher, because there's going to be people on this side of the flat screen that are going to learn from you?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, that experience and that moment, you know, for me was incredible. And, you know, I knew that I had to take as much as I can and soak in as much as I can from that moment, and, you know, continue to go out and, you know, because that actually has happened. You know, people are asking me, you know, how do you do this or how do you do that? And, you know, I give them advice that John has given me, and, you know, it's suiting me well, and it's an incredible experience. I'm really just grateful to be here, man.
So let's talk about your future then. I mean, I realize I truly do love to live my life in the presence of now, but we still have to dream. Where is that one place that you dream of singing?
Wow. It's definitely somewhere overseas. Like, I don't know, maybe Italy or London or something. Like, my dream goal is to make sure that, you know, I have supporters all over the globe. And, you know, I would say London probably is like that place. Like, I can't wait to get a call saying, we're going to fly you out for a concert. Like, that would be super dope.
That's so interesting that you say that, because I was listening to Marc Maron's interview with Tom Jones today, and Tom Jones said that when he was with Little Richard, when he was with Jennifer Hudson and everybody, they said that African-American performers love it best overseas because they get more respect over there. And so that's interesting that you say that. I can't wait till you experience it then, because Tom Jones was very positive about it.
Yes, sir. Like, that's something that I'm really looking forward to, and I cannot wait.
you know what happens over there, Victor, is that you go overseas like that, and you're going to create another British invasion, because it seems that, because it, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, everybody all grew up with that music.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
So then how do you prepare your heart today for what's going to be happening, and you know, and or what's going to happen after you've done all these conversations today? Do you go into a defrag moment where you sit there and you analyze how you did the conversations, how you can grow from them, because you're in the spotlight now, man?
Yeah, you know, these interviews, and, you know, they keep coming, and they're kind of, you know, teaching me, you know, as I'm learning, you know interview by interview. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'll always, you know, just ask God to, you know, lead and guide me, give me what to say, give me how to say it. And, you know, that's always, you know, that's my strategy, you know, going into these interviews, going into, you know, these episodes and things like that. So, yes, always giving it back to God. You notice that he's kind of like always in my answer. So, yeah.
Do you ever sit there and, you know, when you hear something inside your heart, you go, are you sure? Are you, God, are you sure? Man, I don't know.
Yes, of course. Of course, yes. But, you know, you always have to just be still and listen and just obey. So, yeah.
So now, where did you gain your, I call it Godfidence. Where did you gain that strength, and when did you know that it was okay to share it?
I love that. I would say in high school, prior to high school, you know, it was something that I was, you know, trying to, you know, hide, and I wasn't as open about it. But, you know, the older I grew and the more I've been through, I just had to kind of, like, it became a very important part of my life. And, you know, I have a quick story. When I was in high school, you know, I played football, and, you know, I played football all 4 years, but we went to the playoffs my sophomore, junior, and senior year. And sophomore year, you know, I was dressing varsity, and, you know, we lost in the semifinals. And then junior year, you know, we lost in the third round of the playoffs. And then, you know, God told me that we were going to win, you know, the state championship my sophomore year. That's when he told me. And, you know, going into, you know, these football seasons and, you know, expecting that and remembering that, you know, it was something that I held dear to my heart. And my senior year, when we actually won the state championship, I said, you know what, this is incredible. I have to let the world know that God is real. And, you know, he told me this and it happened. And you know what, like, I can't hide it anymore. I have to let it be known.
I love where your heart is. You got to come back to this show anytime in the future, Victor, because the door is always going to be open for you, and we need to get together for some real Southern barbecue so I can teach you the difference between the two different styles in this state.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You same to you. Bye-bye.